This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and the following podcast that you're about to hear is sponsored by Alcon. Our guest, Dr. Eric Donenfeld, was compensated for his participation. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and I am joined with my fellow Raleigh, North Carolina member, Dr. Daryl Glover.
How are you doing, Jen?
Doing great because the weather has finally taken a big turn, but when it comes to, like, there's pros and cons, right? Because spring's here, but then also spring is here. And Raleigh is called the City of Oaks, for people who don't know. So Daryl and I get a lot of allergy season issues at the same, like, time when the sun finally is coming out.
Yeah, Jen, I'm like, it's one of those things where I want to go outside and start walking early in the morning. But I really can't because there's so many or so much pollen outdoors that it just drives me crazy. So it's really not making me a happy camper because I can't really get out and enjoy the beautiful weather because of the allergies.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's a haze of yellow pollen here. And on top of, you know, that issue that people deal with, then our patients also come in, they're struggling so much with how their eyes are feeling, how they're seeing, then they're taking all these allergy medications, which cause a lot of other problems messing with their eyes and creating dry eye. So, I mean, you guys are in the thick of it. You know your patients are dealing with these issues too. But Daryl and I aren't here just to talk about it together. We've actually brought an expert guest onto the show to talk about allergy season and how it relates to the eyes. Please welcome Dr. Eric Donenfeld. It is such an honor to have him on the show today. He's an ophthalmologist and a cornea, cataract, and refractive surgery specialist. Dr. Donenfeld completed his cornea and refractive fellowship at Wills Eye Hospital, and Daryl, listen to this. He's authored more than 170 papers, 500 scientific articles, and 20 books and book chapters on a range of subjects pertaining to corneal transplants, cataract care, and laser vision correction. To date, he's been recognized with several prestigious awards, including the Senior Honor Award from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. And currently, he's the surgical director of the Lion's Eye Bank for Long Island and medical director for TLC Laser Eye Centers. Quite a bio, and we're so proud to have you on as our guest.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Daryl. I'm delighted to be here with you. This is very exciting. I'm really looking forward to talking to you today.
Well, before we get started, I'm interested to know, is there anything that you have not done yet? Because it seems like you have a stellar background, and it seems like you have done everything underneath the sun.
Well, I've done a lot of fun things, and I've worked with a lot of great people. So I consider myself extraordinarily lucky that I've had the experience to do the things that I've done. And for me, it's a passion. And my passion is really helping people see better and feel better. There's nothing more rewarding than having someone end up having better quality of life because you've improved their vision. And treating ocular allergies is one of the simplest ways that I can actually improve people's quality of life.
I think that's the mission that we all have near and dear to our hearts when it comes in eye care. And you know, just in speaking about allergies and how they affect our eyes, for many of our patients, when it comes to allergies, it's the itch. That's their real problem. Dr. Donenfeld, how would you characterize that problem in your own practice?
Well, you know, itching is the cardinal sign of allergy. And if you have itching, you can almost be certain that you're having allergic symptoms and that treating the allergies will make the itching better. As a matter of fact, itching and allergy is probably one of the most common reasons why Americans have problems with their eyes. And about 66 million Americans suffer from ocular allergies every year. And this is the time of year right now, down in Raleigh, where it's starting to become spring, you're probably experiencing it. I live up in the Northeast, so my allergy season will really be starting in about 3 or 4 weeks. But, you know, we've all been cooped up for the winter. And now for the first time in a long time, we get to go outside. And nothing can ruin going outside like having a bad allergy day where your eyes are red and irritated and itching. And it makes you feel like you've just lost that quality day that you really want to be outside. Spring is just the time when it's bad for many people. And that's probably the most common reason in the spring why patients come into an eye care provider. And that's for optometrists and ophthalmologists. They come in complaining of itching. And so Every day in my practice, I see a handful of patients, maybe four or five patients who come in with a chief complaint that they're suffering from allergies and it's affecting their quality of life. It doesn't let them do what they want to do. And it can range from, you know, a mother not wanting to go outside with their child because allergies are making their day difficult. It can be that young boy or girl who wants to go outside and play baseball on a beautiful green grass field, and they can't really do it because their eyes are irritated and red and they're blinking a lot. So this is just a common reason why patients come into our practices hoping to find a solution to a problem that's really affecting their everyday living.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, Jen, I don't know about you, but that describes just about every patient that walks through my doors, especially around this time of the year. What do you think?
Yeah, doctors everywhere are dealing with this and how it's affecting our patients' personal lives. Dr. Donnerfeld, do you have a story of a patient that really sticks out to you?
Oh, absolutely. We have so many patients, but I had one young man. He was a high school senior. And he was the star of the baseball team, and he was looking forward to going out and having an amazing year before he went on to college. And he would go out into the field, and he just couldn't function the way he wanted to. He said when he was in the batter's box, he found himself blinking uncontrollably, and it was really affecting the sport that he loved and what he was hoping to get a scholarship for in college. And we managed his ocular allergy by using a very potent antihistamine, Pataday, and it really changed his approach, changed his quality of life. And he said, you know, his batting average went up 100 points. He felt comfortable out there. And just every day, he said, I felt better about what I was doing. And it may sound like a little insignificant thing, but for this young man, his ocular allergies were really impeding something that he really loved to do. And we solved it very simply with using a drop.
Wow. That's so powerful. I mean, you think about this, this changed this person's life where he might have given up baseball or moved away from it just simply because it was too uncomfortable to do. So we can't underestimate how big of a factor allergies are and how treatable they are. But Daryl, you know, when we look at some studies, they ocular itch can impact a lot of patients. But in one of the studies that we're citing here at the end of the show, 2/3 of responders rated their symptoms as bothersome or extremely bothersome. What makes ocular itch so bothersome to our patients?
You know, itching is a very underrated symptom, but people will rub their eyes, they'll rub parts of their body until they're raw because itching is such a terrible symptom for most patients. So it affects a lot of aspects of their everyday life. It affects their ability to open their windows. It affects their sleep quality. And a lot of patients who have allergies will find themselves going to sleep at night and finding that their eyes are itching and they're not able to get a good night's sleep. And without a good night's sleep, you know that the next day is always going to be very burdensome. A lot of people are very aware of the way they look. And cosmesis is an important part of allergy. When your eyes are red, you don't feel like you're 100% and you don't really want to go out in public and you really lose a little bit of self-assurance when your eyes are red and your productivity decreases. You can't spend time on the computer the way you wanted to. You find yourself taking more breaks. You're rubbing your eyes. And that's the anomaly to itching. The more they itch, the more you rub. The more you rub, the more itching occurs. So it becomes a vicious cycle. Itching plays a significant role as part of the allergy syndrome in affecting everyday aspects of quality of life.
I'm curious to know, what are you actually recommending for your patients and why are you recommending these drops?
For me, for the last 10 years, and especially now, I'm recommending olopatadine or the Pataday family of products, which are available for the first time over the counter. These are the full strength clinical prescriptions that I've been prescribing for years. These provide once a day or twice a day dosing, and they are effective and they really give patients tremendous relief. One of the things you should be aware of is that there are three different concentrations of olopatadine that are available. The concentration that's been around for the longest time is a twice a day medication, but the medication that I've really relied upon mostly is the Pataday once daily relief extra strength, which is the latest addition to the over-the-counter Pataday family. It was formerly known as a prescription medication called Pazeo, and it contains 0.7% olopatadine, which is an anti-allergy medication, and it provides 24 hours of relief and has become my gold standard. And I use this especially for patients who have ocular allergy itch that lasts all day long. Another medication, Pataday Once Daily Relief, it's formerly Pataday, and it's 0.2% olopatadine, and it provides up to about 16 hours of eye allergy relief. And this is good for patients who may be symptomatic only during the day, and they go home at night and they get into their room, and they don't have allergy symptoms when they're inside the house, only when they're outside. So this gives you 16 hours of relief, and it's a lower concentration. And then finally, there's Pataday Twice Daily Relief, formerly Patanol, and that's a 0.1% olopatadine, so half the strength of the Pataday Once Daily Relief. And it gives about 8 hours of eye allergy relief and redness. And I like this medication for people who have symptoms during specific activities. So for example, if you go out and you mow the lawn and your eyes get red and irritated when you mow the lawn, you take this drop half an hour before you go out, and it'll last the entire afternoon after you mow the lawn, and it will take care of the symptoms. And the rest of the day, you're fine. You don't really need anything. So we have three concentrations with two different dosing schedules, and we decide which medication is best for the patient depending upon their individual needs.
Now we're going to dig into that a little bit more about, okay, how do we decide which one specifically we should recommend? But I mean, I think it's you've got Pazeo, Pataday, and Patanol, all prescriptions that we're familiar with writing, but now every single one of them is available over the counter. And just off the top, we immediately think, okay, if it's that much more readily available to our patients, they don't need a prescription for me to go get it, that's got to be good news. But above and beyond that, what does making these prescription strength formulations available as over-the-counter formulations, how is that helpful to our patient?
This makes it very easy for patients. They don't have to get prescriptions. They don't have to call a doctor's office. They don't have to worry about whether their insurance company is going to approve the medication. And they can pick this up and use it whenever they want to, because these drops are well documented to be ineffective. For me, it relieves the burden of having to write a prescription and having an insurance company call back and say, I'm sorry that this medication is not covered, or having the patient go to the pharmacy and getting that sticker shock surprise that the medication costs four or five times more than they expected it to cost. This way, you know what you're getting. The patient is in control of their own environment, and they just have to choose the right olopatadine that's right for their individual disease. And you can go to your eye care professional and ask them which you think is the best one for them. But in general, patients who are extremely symptomatic, for that patient, I like the Pataday Once Daily Relief Extra Strength, which is formerly the Pazeo. That's a 0.7% olopatadine, and that gives you 24 hours of relief. And that's people who suffer allergies, you know, morning, noon, and night. They have allergies when they wake up in the morning, when they go to sleep at night. This works very well. It's well tolerated. It rapidly reduces ocular itch.
Jen, I don't know about you, but I love this. And to be able to have three different options to accommodate that patient's lifestyle in front of me, like was mentioned earlier in regards to maybe someone cutting the grass and maybe using a different option, to me, that's golden. I mean, that's a game changer in the exam room. And I really love the option that we can find these products over the counter and not have to worry about prior authorizations. I don't know about you, Jen, but I cannot stand prior authorizations. They cause so much issues in the office in regards to just slowing down the patient care, messing up the workflow. It really takes away from the doctor-patient interaction and experience ultimately as well. So for me, this is a win-win all around. And I'm able to take that patient experience to the next level because we don't have to worry about a prior auth. Prior authorizations, I'm telling you, it's just the worst thing in the world.
Oh my gosh. Yes. This is my favorite part of the whole situation. And my patients are getting good quality drops, and I don't have a pharmacist trying to convince them to substitute some generic that I did not recommend. Okay. I don't have the prior authorization saying that I have to have tried and failed on epinastine and ketorolac. Sometimes the prior auths would come back where I had to prescribe them an NSAID for ocular allergies. And I was like, why would I ever do that? This makes literally no sense. So all that disaster and mess is just totally off the table. And yes, praise everyone for making this happen.
This allows us to practice our full scope, Jen. And I love this because this allows us not to have to worry about an insurance company telling us what we need to prescribe for our patients. So this to me is truly a game changer.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with you, Daryl. And I think that's an important point. You know, not having prior auths is really important. Making it easy for the patients is important.
Well, I want to dig in a little bit about why olopatadine is so effective. Tell us a little bit of the science behind this works against allergies.
They're really tried and true. They've been around for a long time, but the science of allergy has really been well described, and every allergist knows the story. But essentially, allergens bind to immunoglobulin E on mast cells, and allergens can be things like pollen, dander, dog hair. And when it binds to mast cells, it releases histamine, which causes itching and pro-inflammatory mediators. And this itching creates a reflex where it's very difficult to control not rubbing your eyes. But if I could say one thing that you can do environmentally is if your eyes feel like they're itching, don't rub them. Because rubbing them releases mast cells. It's like when you get poison ivy and they tell you, don't scratch the lesions because they're going to make things worse. And it's almost impossible to do that. So the allergens bind the immunoglobulins. They release histamine. You rub them, you release more histamine on the mast cell. And the histamine then releases, binds to the H1 receptors, which causes itching, and blood vessels, which causes redness. So the histamine causes two deleterious effects on the body, and specifically in the eye, is that it causes itching, which is a neurologic disease, and it causes vasodilation, so the vessels dilate and they become more permeable so that they start leaking, and it releases protein and causes redness. What's nice about olopatadine is that it has a dual mechanism of action that blocks the ocular allergic response at the source. It prevents the release of histamine and pro-inflammatory mediators, and it selectively blocks binding of histamine to H1 receptors, which activates the allergic response. So it works on really both actions that are present in ocular allergy. And when I talk to patients about olopatadine, I explain to them that there's no corticosteroid, it doesn't cause cataracts, it doesn't cause glaucoma, and it works directly upon the source of the allergy, which is the histamine pathway. When I talk to patients in addition, I explain to them that the Pataday family is my preferred group.
Why don't we dig into it then? We talked about all of these versions of Pataday have olopatadine, of course, but how do we differentiate what's going to be most effective for our patients? Why don't we start with the Pataday Once Daily Relief Extra Strength, which was formerly Pazeo?
Well, that's the one that I most commonly recommend to my patients. I like the Pataday Once Daily Extra Strength because it has the highest concentration. It's well tolerated. It rapidly reduces ocular itch, and it gives a full 24 hours of ocular allergy itch relief. And for people who have very significant allergies, this is my go-to medication. In the FDA clinical trials, they did what's called a conjunctival allergen challenge, or a CAC study. And they found that patients who got the olopatadine 0.7% had very significantly reduced and allergy symptoms compared to the placebo, and that this lasted for a full 24 hours. But importantly, the patients noted that their itchiness improved as soon as 30 minutes after a dose. So not only does it last a long time, it also acts very rapidly.
Well, that's interesting. I want to learn more about the effect of the Pataday One Day Relief is, if you don't mind touching on that.
This again is the Pataday Once Daily Relief is a 0.2% olopatadine solution. And it works very quickly as well. It gives about 16 hours of relief of ocular allergy itch. And they did the same study, and the onset of action was very fast. It worked very quickly, and it lasted for a long period of time. Again, it was a lower concentration, So it lasted a little bit less duration than the Pataday extra strength, but it was still very effective. And I find this to be a very good medication as well. And I like it very much. So for patients who, again, don't have 24 hours of irritation, they find that when they get into their house and they turn the air conditioning on and they're not exposed to allergies at night, I think this is a good medication for that person. For the person who has 24 hours of ocular itch symptoms, I really rather go to the higher concentration.
I love what you mentioned earlier in the show. If they get in bed and they have itchy eyes and they cannot sleep, they need the extra strength version where they can just go to bed, put it in the morning, and then all day long, and even when they get into bed, they don't have to worry about their allergy eyes anymore. So I'm going to take that one back to my practice.
Sounds good.
So there's also the Pataday formulations. That's a twice daily formula. When do you think that's the better choice for a patient?
It's a twice relief, twice a day relief, lower concentration of 0.1%, and it works very rapidly. It gives about 8 hours or up to 8 hours of itch and redness relief. It's not as potent as the other two medications we talked about, but it certainly works very well. And it provides very fast relief. And I like this medication. I use it for patients who have single event allergies where they know where they're going to be symptomatic and they know what's happening to them. The Pataday twice daily is kind of my go-to for patients who have a simple solution that really treats their disease when it occurs.
Jen, this is perfect for my wife. You know, she does floral designs, and guess what? She's allergic to flowers. So she brings all these flowers in the house, and then she just starts having all these ocular-related issues. And this is like the perfect one hitter quitter that will make life easier for us. I can't wait to utilize this on her next project. So I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
So you mentioned what do you get her for Valentine's Day if she works in a floral shop?
Lots of chocolates.
Daryl's always buying some handbags too. So
yes, I you know what? I like a nice handbag for my lady, so I always make sure she has the best around. A handbag full of chocolates. How about that?
There we go.
Sold.
You mentioned earlier that some of these studies compare against oral loratadine. And what I've found in my experience is a lot of my patients that do suffer from allergies, their initial choice for their eye symptoms even is to reach for that oral antihistamine. But when compared against Pataday twice daily relief, that you get faster relief of ocular itch and faster relief of redness versus the oral medication. Do you find a lot of your patients are kind of mistakenly leaning towards orals as well?
Yes. And you know, Jennifer, I can't think of a better topic than to tell our patients not to use oral medications for ocular symptoms of allergy. It's like, you know, using an atom bomb to treat a very localized problem. The problem you have with allergy when it's in the eyes can be very easily treated with topical medication. And so I would very strongly recommend you stick with eye drops, stick with the Pataday family of medications, and don't use a systemic medication.
And this is why we have to really ask questions and understand lifestyles, because there's a lot of times patients come in and they're just like, I have allergies and I'm using, you know, some type of oral medication. And when you start digging a little deeper, you see it's just more of an ocular related condition. It's not nasal related. So that's why it's so important to really have good dialogue with your patients and understand their lifestyles and exactly what they're going through day in and day out.
Yeah, you mentioned in the dialogue, Dale, how many of your patients don't put down these kind of OTC oral histamines on their intake forms? They don't list it as a medication that they're taking because they're picking it up over the counter. They don't think of it as a medication. It's like a vitamin in their mind. So you really have to start asking questions if you're going to catch these. But you mentioned that olopatadine has a well-established safety profile. Let's talk about, you know, when you look at the studies, what are the potential for adverse events?
Well, the FDA trials that I was involved with actually showed that symptoms were very minimal, that significant side effects were rare, and that patients will sometimes complain of blurred vision. And that's, you're going to get that with any drop. That was 4.8% of patients, and dry eye was seen in 3.3% of patients. But we know dry eye and allergy are commingling diseases, The bottom line is that these medications were extremely well tolerated. And the point that I want to make is that there was no vision-threatening problems associated with the use of these medications. In general, I would say I'd recommend the highest strength 0.7% olopatadine once daily relief extra strength to about 80% of my patients.
I am right on board with you on that. A lot of my patients that suffer from allergies are also contact lens wearers. So I want something that they put a drop in, you know, are able to wear their contact lenses during the day and just don't have to think about it anymore. So that one's a no-brainer for me in my practice. And what I also really love is if you guys have the coupons for Pataday in your office, all three of them, a picture of each is on the coupon. And so I just take my pen and I circle the one that I want them to get. So it's also very easy for me to still prescribe what I want them to have utilizing this coupon, even if I'm not physically writing a prescription and sending it into the pharmacy.
Yeah. And you know something, Jennifer, I think that the doctor recommendation is so important to patients. And it's really very important for us to really take this seriously. Allergy may seem to be an insignificant problem to many doctors, but for patients, it's really a significant detriment to quality of life. And I want to emphasize that we now have a medication available that's over the counter that helps patients. It works on their symptoms. It works on the basis of ocular allergy, and it's effective. It's been around for a long period of time. We know it's available. You don't have to write a prescription. And the patient can go get the medication whenever they feel that they need it, making it more easily accessible for patients in store or online. So I think what we've talked about today is really important, that allergy is a significant problem. It's serious to the patients who have it, and serious disease requires serious medication. And the Pataday family of products is the most serious therapy that I have.
Those are words I think we really all come away with a strong understanding of where this fits into our practice. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Dr. Donenfeld. And we want to thank Alcon again for sponsoring this conversation. You guys go out there, take pride in what we do as eye care providers, and every patient who comes in your door with that seasonal itch or even talks about, hey, my fall allergies are really bad, we can go ahead and equip them with the right recommendations, no matter what time of year their eyes are bothered, and get them getting the right thing, even if it's months outside of when they saw you in the exam chair.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.